What cheer, Ian?
Hi there, Elizabeth.
So this new poll shows a potentially very tight race for governor in Rhode Island. Let's start there.
Sure. Well, to give the numbers, Governor Raimondo is shown as having 39% of the support. Cranston Mayor Alan Fung, the Republican, 37%, and 14% of voters are undecided. That's based on polls with 407 likely Rhode Island voters. The margin of error is about 5 percentage points. The striking thing is this looks like a very static race for governor right now. WPRI and Roger Williams University had very similar results with a poll last February. And if we look back to 2014, when Governor Raimondo had a victory over Alan Fung in the general election for governor, the results were pretty similar. She won by a little bit over 3 percentage points back then. So it seems like voters are pretty fixed in their views of these two candidates. Of course, there is a significant slice of the electorate that is undecided. It's summertime. A lot of people are not really tuned into politics, and how those undecided voters break could be very important for what happens in November.
And we should say that both incumbent Democrat Gina Raimondo and her supposed in this poll rival Alan Fung, the Republican, both these candidates face primary challenges before the general election.
That's right. There's a primary election coming up on September 12th in a little bit over a month. There are some problems potentially for the challengers to Governor Raimondo and Mayor Fung because their name recognition is not very strong. Mayor Fung faces two Republican rivals. One of them is Patricia Morgan, and the WPRI Roger Williams poll shows that 50% of the electorate does not know who she is. The comparable number for businessman Giovanni Ferrosi is 62%. Across the partisan aisle, Governor Raimondo is being challenged in a Democratic primary by Matt Brown. He's been away from politics for a long time, and the poll shows that 45% of voters do not know who he is. And meanwhile, independent Joe Trillo gets a free ride until the November election. 42% of voters do not know who Trillo is, according to this poll. And there are some other candidates who are even lesser known than these. William Gilbert is running for the Moderate Party, and Armstrong's a marijuana advocate. She's running on something called the Compassion Party. Luis Munoz is a young man who is running as an independent, and their support in the WPRI Roger Williams poll barely registers in the single digits.
Now let's delve into some of the other numbers in this poll. Ian Donis, let's start with President Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that President Trump's approval rating has increased from the last poll done by WPRI and Roger Williams University back in February. The president's approval rating now stands at 37%. That's up from about 30%. You know, I think we could all speculate that the economy is relatively good. Perhaps that plays a role in that. But it's still noteworthy given that Rhode Island is a very Democratic state and it's political representation.
That is interesting. So some of the other issues in the poll, housing. A lot of respondents said the cost of buying or renting a house is a problem.
Yeah, this is one of the most striking findings from the poll. A full 77% of the respondents said the cost of buying or renting a home in Rhode Island is a serious problem. That's probably not news if you've been looking to buy a house or rent an apartment. There's a hot real estate market in Rhode Island, and there's not a whole lot of new housing being built. Every couple of years, voters approve some money for more affordable housing, or the governor at the time might earmark that. But there is not really a comprehensive effort to address this housing issue. Of course, Rhode Island is not alone in facing a housing crisis, but a solution remains very elusive for the time being.
And finally, the WPRI Roger Williams University poll looked at what has been a hot-button issue both nationally and locally, and that's abortion.
That's right. And the findings kind of back up what supporters of abortion rights say, that a majority of people in Rhode Island support abortion rights. The poll found that 49% of respondents say they would support a bill that would protect abortion rights in Rhode Island if the Supreme Court ever overturned overturned Roe v. Wade, 32% of respondents were opposed, and almost one-fifth, 18%, were unsure. It's really unclear, despite this finding, whether we'll see any change in the willingness of legislative leaders to pass this bill that would strengthen protection for abortion rights in Rhode Island. We had House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello in here earlier this year on our political roundtable. And as he said, this is a very thorny issue. Opinions are very polarized. It tends to suck all the oxygen out of the room. At the same time, we see a push by progressive lawmakers to increase their ranks. So the fight over whether or not to pass a bill strengthening abortion rights in Rhode Island will continue to play out in Rhode Island, and that's something we'll keep an eye on.
I wonder, Ian, does the outlook improve once lawmakers get past this midterm election?
You know, I'm not convinced that it does, Elizabeth, because there is a very strong presence of conservative Democrats in the legislature. They're conservative on social issues like abortion. And even though progressives are pushing from the other end, I would suspect there might continue to be a stalemate on this issue, at least in the near future. But of course, I could be wrong.
Well, Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis, thanks for bringing us up to speed on these latest poll numbers from WPRI-TV and Roger Williams University.
Thank you, Elizabeth.